Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? I have two mics on, so I think it's okay. Great, thank you. Happy Scout Sunday. Happy Lunar New Year. It's the year of the snake. The snake usually gets a bad rap sometimes because of the whole forbidden fruit thing. But this year is expected to be one of shedding the outer layer of bad energy, letting go, and transforming new. People born in the year of the snake are most commonly associated with intelligence, resilience, and mystery. And they're thought to do whatever it takes to accomplish a goal. How many of you have a bucket list? Anybody? Or hopefully some of you know what it is. It's a list of things that one wants to experience or achieve before you kick the bucket. Sorry to be crass, but it's based on the idea of YOLO, you only live once, and everything has to be accomplished in this life. Today, we celebrate the feast day of the presentation of our Lord. It's celebrated 40 days after Jesus was born, which happens to be today, February 2nd. In the gospel, Mary and Joseph took Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord as per Jewish custom and law, as we heard in Leviticus 12. She meets two prophets, Simeon and Anna. What do we know about Simeon? We know that he was probably likely older based on the account that Anna was of great age. He was righteous and he was devout. And reading the words of Luke, it really made me wonder, was Simeon born in the year of the snake? He was determined to see the Messiah. And that was his one bucket list item, the one thing that he wanted to do before he died. And when he accomplished it, as the Holy Spirit said that he was going to do, he died. It makes me think of how long did Simeon wait? How many times did he go to that temple only to be disappointed? And he knew immediately that Jesus was the one who would be the Savior, not just for him, but for all of us. When Simeon saw Jesus, he praised God, saying in these words we heard earlier and we will hear again, Lord, you have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. This is known as the Nunc Dimittis, the Canticle of Simeon. Some of you remember Reverend Kathy did a formation class on the canticles earlier. And the Song of Simeon, along with Mary's song, the Magnificat, can be heard as part of evening prayer. It's really a prayer of gratitude and joy that Simeon sang when he took baby Jesus in his arms and he just knew. It's the song that expresses Simeon's readiness to die because he's seen God's salvation. According to Stanford's Bucket List Research Project, which is a real thing, it was published in the Journal of Palliative Medicine. Out of over 3,000 participants, 91% had a bucket list, 91%. Six themes were identified. And I wonder if any of these resonate with all of you. Travel, a major life milestone, spend quality time with family and friends, achieve financial stability. And I was surprised that only 15% wanted to do a daring activity. I would think that that would be a lot more. In 2010, just before midnight, my friend and I, we had a kind of a fun project. We scribbled on a back page of a napkin, a bucket list of 25 items that we wanted to accomplish before we died. Some of these things were hard, some things were easy. Things that I did see the Old Faithful in Yellowstone, check. Pilgrimage of St. Kevin in Glendalough, Ireland, check. Dress up as Santa, run around San Francisco with thousands of lookalikes, check. Win the Showcase Showdown on Price is Right, check. Been there, done that. I've completed about 14 out of the 25 items of my bucket list, something that I feel quite proud of and also intimidated as well. What I started to realize is after all the easy ones are kind of done on the list, the harder ones were difficult to accomplish. Those that took, you know, more money, more time, and dare I say, health. Youth, protect your knees now. Of all the travels that meant the most to me were the ones that were centered around bringing people together or having a new spiritual experience. And sometimes being open to things that are not on your bucket list are such rich experiences. And sometimes our bucket list gets kicked, where what we had hoped, planned, and prayed for just doesn't go our way. It reminded me of this time when I wanted to go to med school right after college, but instead I took this fast-paced job where I was traveling around the country nonstop, doing trainings and so forth, kind of got burnt out and wanted to do something more kind of save the world type of job, I'd say. So I quit, took a job as an assistant in a public health career, and started working myself up to be somebody. And it was interesting in that I worked really hard. You know, I slept in the car, had this goal of trying to be at work the first, you know, and get job done. And I wanted to work my way up to get the invitation to go to Mozambique for a global health HIV research project. And I was also secretly excited to go to Maputo, which was close to Kruger National Park, to go on safari there. So I was really kind of just hoping and praying that this would all come. And then the very first morning that I was there, I fell into a 6-foot manhole of trash. And my leg went above my head, and my body, I can still remember my leg just dangling in the hole that it was stuck in. And it didn't go as planned. I didn't get to go on my bucket list. I didn't get to see a lot of things, but I did get to see a lot of cool new things within people and having great conversations because I was immobile. I got to meet a ton of people and see things in different ways. And so I always think about not being disappointed in one way, but having surprises in another way. So is a bucket list good to have? At what age do you start making a list? And in this age of YOLO and FOMO or fear of missing out, should we be thinking of YOLT? You only live twice, as James Bond 007 says? And as Christians, should we be trying to cram everything in life into this life when we are promised that our eternal bucket list is better than we can ever imagine? For many people, the bucket list evolves. When we're young, you may not think that you have a bucket list, but you probably do. Perhaps it's to reach a certain level of game, to be rewarded a part in the play. Or I bet our scouts have a lot of to-do lists. My nephew just became an Eagle Scout, and I know that there's a lot of work involved in doing that and a lot of check marks to do. Thank you for your work, by the way, scouts. Then perhaps the bucket list morphs to travel and achievements and careers and watching that ever-present 401k. Only to morph again to focus on family and friends and wondering about your own legacy. And I suspect that over time, our list will evolve to be one like Simeon, one focused on the Holy Spirit and Jesus, and realizing that you don't need to wait until death to see God, that Christ is present in everyone, in everything, every day. Friends, is it time to review our bucket lists? I wonder how many participants on Stanford's research project had spiritual growth on their bucket list. Maybe we learn from old Simeon's bucket list that the one thing that mattered, the one thing that really was important to him, was to come face to face with Jesus. What makes a life well lived? To live a life grounded in faith, waiting, trusting, knowing that the Holy Spirit will deliver in time. We all go through life when our faith is weak, or we're in a funk, or we feel that we don't see Christ anywhere. Do what you need to do, and when you're ready, seek out the places and find the divine. These are the bucket list items that don't necessarily require money or time or health. Or perhaps our faith-based bucket list can be modeled after Mary, pure and holy, where she offered the best of what she had, which was Jesus. What would a spiritual bucket list look like? Attend evening song at Grace Cathedral. It's pretty fun. It's on Thursday. We should all go together. Support a youth at one of their performances or sports games. Invite a friend to serve at winter nights. Hike to the labyrinth in Tilden Park. It's beautiful up there. It has a great view. Read the Bible in a year. This has been my resolution. It's hard, not going to lie. It's commitment, but rewarding. Memorize the Canticle of Simeon. It's a gift to us from God. It's meant to be said in times of trouble and in times of waiting. On one of my travels, I picked up a book at the airport titled What If God Wrote Your Bucket List by Jay Painlater. He writes, in the end, life can't be about checking off items on a bucket list. It has to be about pouring out your bucket on behalf of neighbors, lovers, strangers, and friends. My hope for all of you is that this year, the year of snake, brings you good health, prosperity, achievements, and new experiences in deepening your faith. Amen.